Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chamaine Nugent. Joining me live now is my husband and host of Spirit Campfire right here on Real America's Voice, Ted Nugent. Welcome, Ted.
Well, you know, I feel welcome whenever I'm around you. By the way, is my wife beautiful or what? Am I a lucky guy? No matter what you might think about me, I must be doing something right because that's my hunting partner next to me. Welcome to Faith and Freedom and Firearms. That's what this is today.
Well, that's what I wanted to, exactly what I wanted to talk to you about. You know, President Biden said he's going to reinstate the assault weapons ban.
Punk.
And I think I know what your response is going to be, but give it to us anyway, Ted.
Well, you know, I'm a truth, logic, and common sense guy. You know, divine intervention created a middle finger to King George and tyrants and dictators and emperors. We don't believe in tyrants and dictators and emperors, Joe Snake Biden. You're an infringer. I'm keeping and bearing arms. You're infringing. I'm the legal guy. You're the criminal. Anyhow, I'm slugging down some Minutemen coffee. So the Minutemen spirit is alive. Well, that's what the Second Amendment is about. Let me just clarify. The only assault weapon would be the brick that you assault somebody with.
Right, because honestly, my cup here, my teacup, it could be an assault weapon.
Yeah,
if I so chose to whack you over the head with this or anybody else, that would, it could knock you out, right?
Yes.
That would be considered assault.
That would be an assault weapon. You know, more people are murdered with fists and bricks and pipes and automobiles. And the fentanyl chemical warfare is perpetrated by Joe Biden's Uncle Sam Communist Party. Did you grasp that? More Americans are killed by Joe Biden's Communist Democrat Party with the open borders of fentanyl. So that would be Joe Biden's an assault weapon. We have here is a Daniel defense.
Oops.
We have so many firearms here. I shake things up. This is an AR-15 by Daniel Defense, and it happens to be in a beautiful pink color.
Now let's go over the basics, because there are people
I'm the basic.
Yes, you're pretty basic, but there are people here who don't understand what AR means.
Well, it's just called Armalite rifle, created by Eugene Stoner back in the 1950s to create a better rifle overall. And here's an old Colt Python 357 revolver. You know how many bullets fire per squeeze the trigger? One. This is a revolver. One trigger pull, one bullet. An AR-15, an Armalite rifle, now they call them overall design, the model. And this is a Daniel Defense. I have a...
But it doesn't mean assault rifle.
But no, because it's one pull of the trigger, one bullet. Revolver, one pull of the trigger, one bullet. My Glock that I carry every day, one pull of the trigger, one bullet. This is a... We have so many different ones.
We have
here.
So many.
This one's got my name on it. Do you have an AR-15 with a standard capacity magazine with your name on it?
That is so cool.
So I train
people need
every
to
day.
Learn about that, and maybe can other people purchase those, honey?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how, but here's another Daniel Defense. Then we have Red Arrow. We have Colt. We have Smith & Wesson. We have Patriot Ordnance, POF. There's so many different manufacturers. We have DPMS. You have a beautiful pink DPMS. Here is a...
It's in a secure location.
Here is a Colt, one of the original Colt ARs, with a Gun Owners of America. Become a member of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. Go
do we
to
want
gunowners.org.
Do we want to...
How pretty.
It is. They're all beautiful.
It's beautiful.
They're all beautiful. But so... Ultimately, if you're assaulted and all you have is this could be an assault weapon.
I'm sitting on a case of Remington ammo. I literally have a case. Everywhere we go, we got bullets and guns and firepower.
We do.
Faith, freedom, and firepower. But if you're unarmed and helpless,
what?
Joe Biden has created engineered recidivism, the most explosive, violent crime horror story in the history of the United States of America under Joe Biden, where he is releasing carjackers and rapists and child molesters and drug runners and people shooting other in Chicago every day on film. And then the alcohol, tobacco and firearms. I think we should change it to alcohol, tobacco, firearms, pantyhose and skateboards, because none of those things have anything to do with anything. The point being, if there really was an alcohol, tobacco and firearms bureaucracy that actually accomplished anything, you think they might stop dropping the gun charges of people shooting each other in Chicago over and over and over again. They're not interested in murderers and rapists and shooters. They're interested in making sure my goose gun, my new Beretta goose gun and my Mossberg goose gun and my Rite goose gun and my Remington and my Winchester, they're afraid my goose gun might have a short barrel. That's a felony. But shooting each other, drop the gun charges. Right. It's Planet of the Apes out there.
And we know what happened. Maybe some people don't know what happened at Ruby Ridge, but that was all over, what, an eighth of an inch?
Yeah. Here's a little question for the bureaucrats out there. Tell me, I dare you, and you can't because I've confronted them. Tell me the difference between an 18-inch shotgun and a 17 and 7/8-inch shotgun. The length of the barrel means nothing, but Vicky Weaver and her son are dead because the federal jackbooted thug agents connived and backed him into a corner and bought a 17 and 7/8 inch shotgun instead of an 18 inch.
It's
your brain can't accept the criminality, the corruption, the dishonesty, the anti-American, the infringements. I can keep and bear arms. When you infringe, Uncle Sam, you're the criminal. I'm keeping and bearing arms. That's legal. That's a God-given right, divine intervention of self-evident truth. When you infringe and you ban this gun and this magazine and this bullet, when you ban those things, you're the criminal because you're infringing.
So what can people do, Ted, that are worried about Biden says he's going to reinstate the assault weapons ban? Mm-hmm. We want to know, people watching want to know what they can do personally. I'm sure everybody who's watching this right now doesn't want that to happen.
I know what you can do, and it's proven. But people aren't willing to get their head out of their apathetic ass and engage in this sacred experiment of self-government. The first thing you need to do is your mayor must know what your family believes in. Have you called your mayor? Does your mayor even know you exist? Your senator, your congressman, your chief of police, your state trooper commander, and your sheriff. Have you had a discussion with them and tell them you believe and demand the right of self-defense and to keep and bear arms without paperwork? Have you really communicated with your elected employees? And then ultimately, we're going to put it on the screen in post-production. Gunowners.org. You have to be a member of Gun Owners of America if you believe in the Second Amendment. You have to be involved.
Even there are still some people watching. I know we have them in our lives that say they don't want to have a gun in their home for whatever reason.
Do you have a fire extinguisher? Are
yes.
you afraid you might poke somebody's eye? Are you?
I agree.
How lame can you be?
I agree, but still. Even if they support the Second Amendment and they don't want to have a gun in their home, they should still join and support Gun Owners of America.
Yes, Gun Owners of America. And we're going to put this on the screen, hunternation.org. It's not about hunting. It's not about venison. It's not about cleansing the spirit of the wild on the Pursuit Network 8 times a week. Ted Nugent's Spirit of the Wild, the Pursuit Channel 8 times a week. Anyhow, my point being, hunternation.org is about fighting and voting for real conservatives that stand up for God, family, country, Constitution, Bill of Rights, work ethic, law and order. Hunternation.org. And I really believe gunowners.org. If you're not a member of those organizations and involved, then Nancy Pelosi thinks you're her friend. And if you're not participating in the sacred experiment of self-government and vetting those who you elect to represent you by their oath to the Constitution, then you are a friend of Nancy Pelosi's. How embarrassing.
You talk about getting involved with local politicians, and we had a meeting with the mayor, and I talked all about the harmfulness of 5G and the radiation sicknesses that you can get from it. And I want to segue this into Sparrow Gear, because this is a thing. If you've been feeling a little off lately, headaches, dizziness, short-term memory loss, EMF radiation could actually be making you sick. And we know and use silver woven clothing and EMF Faraday bags that can block this radiation and harmful 5G from making you sick. You might not realize it, but it could actually be making you sick.
So will we put it on the screen? SparrowGear.com.
We will. Unplug to recharge with Sparrow EMF protection. Go to SparrowGear.com and use the code FAITH to get 10% off. That's SparrowGear.com, and the code is FAITH to get a discount.
And you know there's a brand new corroborative study that proves that those electronics from your phone are hurting people and causing serious health complications. So go to the SparrowGear.com.
Yes. Well, Ted, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
I love you.
Love you too. And don't forget, watch Ted's show, 10 p.m. Friday evenings, right here on Real America's Voice. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. We're going to be talking more in depth about 3D printed beef and lab grown meat. Yuck. I want to, coming up in another segment, so stay tuned, but I want to tell you about something that Ted and I have found that has changed our lives, really. We found clean grass-fed beef. Now, I know we're hunters and we can get as much venison as we want, but sometimes we like to switch it up and have amazing beef that doesn't have antibiotics or chemicals or mRNA. Go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. Make sure you get the withshemaine.com in there. switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. Guys, we've got to support other patriot businesses. We got to make America great again with our dollars and support USA made. It's the never ever label. And what that means is there's no mRNA, no pesticides, no hormones. And here's how it works. Go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. And then you'll fill out a little bit of information. And one of my Patriot team members is going to call you and help you place your order, because there's so many different things you can order. You might want to get the bundle that Ted and I get. And I'm telling you, it's the best beef ever. And again, we're going to be talking more about lab and lab-grown meat. Who wants that? Nobody wants it. So go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. That's switchtoamericawithshemaine.com, and get your amazing beef. Okay, around the world, people are feeling the effects of, you know, spiritual warfare. And if you don't know what that is, we're going to get into that as well in just a minute. Our civilization is moving at a rapid pace, closer and closer to a technologically created world and away from being human and into transhumanism. And Elon's talking about putting chips in people's brains and artificial intelligence taking over everything we do. Sometimes it seems like Satan is trying to his hardest just to grab a hold of this world and everything in it. Pastor Anthony Thomas had this to say about AI and transhumanism. Watch.
Because there will be an age of zombies. There will be an age of those who take the mark of the beast, that their soul is unredeemable. And you go, how is that going to happen? It's going to happen through transhumanism. If you are, I don't want to use bad words, so I won't. If you are unwise enough to get a chip planted in your head, then God bless you, amen? Good gosh, if you cannot see right now, how many of you know there's a move that they're trying to get the third strand of your DNA synthetic? I've told you this. And a prophet shared this, and it was a very profound thought. I listened, I thought, it's right on. If you are one-third synthetic, you're 66.6% human. Six, wow. Six, and six. So now you understand this transhumanism movement, because God came to redeem who? Humans. Amen. And when you're no longer human, you are unredeemable.
I don't know about you, but I just got goosebumps hearing that 66.6 number. Joining me now to discuss is Pastor Anthony Thomas. Pastor Anthony, welcome.
Welcome. Hi, Shemaine. How you doing? Pretty pumped up to be on your show today.
Well, thank you so much for being here. So what is the AI connection? How does that connect to the Mark of the Beast?
Okay, this is a deep biblical concept. I've been doing lots of deep dive on it. It goes all the way back to the beginning of the Bible. So Genesis 11 is very clear. There was a wicked city known as Babylon. This is where we get the concept in the book of Revelation, which is at the end of the Bible, Mystery Babylon. And Babylon in Genesis 11 was a city built in rebellion to God. There was a city and a tower. So we see a religious system. We see a political system, and they tried to build it to the heavens, and they said, let us make a name for ourselves. It was built with brick, representing forced labor and cheap labor. That's why we see a surge of that all over the world right now, and slime. And that's why we see everything slimy right now. And their motto was, let us make a name for ourselves. There was a wicked leader over it by the name of Nimrod. Many of us use that title as a kid. When we thought someone was a jerk, we called him a Nimrod. Well, Nimrod was actually, the scripture says, a mighty one or a Gibberine. It means someone with supernatural power or a tyrant. We know Nimrod, they said he was a mighty hunter, meaning he was hunting human population. So we see a movement right at the beginning of transhumanism and depopulation. And that is why wicked leaders all the way to now. That's why the scripture calls it Mystery Babylon. Babylon means confusion. So we're looking at right now, I turned this this term Babylonian technology. That's what God gave me. We're watching Babylonian technology come back into place where you have a mixture of evil people, evil spirits, and technology all merging together to create an unredeemable hybrid. And moving towards what the Bible calls the mark of the beast.
Well, it's so obvious to so many of us. And I thank you for, I call you my pastor, even though we're not in the same city all the time. So thank you for enlightening me, educating me so that we can continue. I can continue through you also to share this message. What if, Pastor Anthony, what if someone agrees to get the chip in their head? Is there any hope for them?
So let me, I'm going to answer that, but I'm going to answer it in a unique way. Number one, this movement, we see this merging of technology and evil spirits. Really, one of the great examples right now is CERN. If you look at CERN, the Super Collider, the Hadron Collider in Switzerland, if you go on their website, you'll notice their image. It has a 666 on it, all very well hidden, okay? So we see this merging of evil technology, and this is why they do satanic seances merging together. So number one, they're trying to create a society through AI where everyone can be tracked. We watch that right now. It's happening at an unbelievable rate. Number two, we're going to see a delusional society. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 says those that did not love the truth that they might be saved, which is God's plan for every one of you, if you accept his son Jesus Christ, the Bible says a strong delusion will be sent upon them. So we're looking at people that not only are tracked, a tracked society, a delusional society, a cashless society. So it says in Revelation 13, 17, and 8, very powerful, and no one may buy or sell who has the name or the mark of the beast or the number of his name. And this is what the scripture says. Here is wisdom, let he who is understanding calculate the number of the beast. That is the number of a man is number 666. Well, we know six is the number of man. So this mark or this chip means total reliance upon man and total rejection upon God. Now, if Jesus Christ came to save sinners, which you and I are sinners, that's why we need saving, and he came to save humanity, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, if someone is no longer human, they are no longer redeemable. I believe that with everything in me. And that's why we're moving to the mark of the beast. And the scripture says in Revelation 14 and 9 very clearly that if they take the mark, if anyone worships a beast in his image and receives the mark on his forehead or on his hand, he shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God. So, and it says they'll be tormented in fire and brimstone forever and ever. Now that is scary. So we will have at some point a generation that has received the mark that will no longer be redeemable. We have never seen something like that in society. So this is why there's a phenomenon right now in people wanting to follow zombies. Think of what a zombie is. It's a dead person walking. Yep. We will literally see walking zombies upon the earth. And the last one, Shemaine, is this. A very wise man told me this years ago. He said, the mark of the beast cannot come unless you have a biblically illiterate generation. We're almost there.
Yep. It's so unbelievable. It's almost an exciting time because in the end, we know God wins. But it is scary for a lot of people. I've got about 30 seconds left. What could you tell people who are watching that have lost hope and they're worried about the future?
You're on the winning team if you're in Christ. We are going to win. We're going to win decisively. Read your Bible, stay filled with the Holy Spirit, and reject this move to try to become transhumanistic or become a hybrid. God loves you exactly as you are. He came to redeem you as a human being.
Yes. And Pastor Anthony Thomas, as always, I so appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being here with me today. And people can find you on Rumble at, is it Tip of the Spear Church?
Yeah, tipofthespearchurch.org. We're on Rumble. We got thrown off of YouTube, trying to silence our voice as they have you and many others. But we're going to continue the fight. God bless the people watching, Shemaine, and God bless you for all you're doing for this cause.
Well, thank you. I always end the show with Esther 4:14. I really believe no matter where people are in their walk of life, in their faith, we were born for such a time as this, and I'm not giving up hope. So thank you for being here, Anthony Thomas. I appreciate it.
God bless you, Shemaine.
God bless you. Don't go away. We're going to be right back with lots more.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Warning, this might be a little bit too much information, but even though I've been teaching group fitness classes since 1980, I don't always eat healthy. So I rely on Field of Greens. And what I do is I put a scoop of Field of Greens in my water or in my tea. And I know that I'm getting my fruits and vegetables for the day because, you know, let's face it, we don't always eat right. And then if we do have a salad, who knows what's in that salad? So Field of Greens is the one thing that I do for myself every day that makes me feel better. I have more energy. And you know what? I think you will too. Go to fieldofgreens.com and you might feel better and sleep better. Your hair and skin might feel better. Go to fieldofgreens.com and I got you 15% off your first order and rush shipping. Fieldofgreens.com. And use the promo code FREEDOM, fieldofgreens.com, and the promo code is FREEDOM. You know, more and more people are waking up to what's going on in this world and the evil forces that control every aspect of our lives, if they could, if we let them. But so many are waking up thanks to the brave voices of people like those who come on the show and like my next guest joining me live now to discuss AI and transhumanism is Bards FM podcast host Scott Kesterson. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Shemaine. How are you doing? Nice to be on today. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, as always, it's good to see you. Thank you for being here. Okay, so what's going on with digital ID and digital passports? I had somebody ask me the other day, well, why is that such a bad thing?
It's a pretty dangerous space we're in right now. They're starting to build what we call the digital ID, and most people don't really understand what that is. Digital IDs are not like they think, which is basically a picture or some sort of biometric scan. Digital IDs is the compilation of every single thing from the time you're born to the where you are now, piled into a file that is of their access. They're being those that control the information. So be it government, be it corporations, be it banksters, however. And it is a place where you'll hear the government say things like, this will be your private file. But in order to capture all that information, you have to not have any privacy at all. So this will include as well surveillance footage. It might include it'll include your internet history, your browser history. It would include your photos that are passed along. Everything that you are doing on the web is being collected. And then when you put in surveillance into the main public space, that's also being collected. But the number one people that are helping drive this are your financial institutions. So Visa and MasterCard are the number one collectors of information, which gives them a mass amount of data on what you buy, your buying habits, and your behaviors. A lot of people just don't understand how much you can determine from a human being with the data that's open and is out there, and then how well that information can be used to reshape the way you operate and the way you function and to direct your purchase power. And just kind of wrap that up. In 2012, MasterCard had said their algorithms were sophisticated enough that they could predict what you were going to buy on the specific date a year in advance. And what that meant as well is they were using that data to feed to advertisers to be able to shape your buying habits so they literally could predict to the day what you were going to purchase. This has gone a lot farther than that now, right?
You and I were on the phone the other day talking about something. I don't even remember what, but I got off the phone. The next time I turned on my phone, like 15 minutes later, an ad popped up for that. So this is an example of what they're about to do, or what they're doing right now, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it's going further. I mean, it is now said that Todd Callender and the team, Maria Z and a couple others now, have been doing some pretty heavy research. And what it looks like is that everybody that took the shot now has the micro machines in them to start becoming wired to the system. And this is a two-way communication that's going on, keeping in mind that what was in the shot is a pre-step to transhumanism, or what they'll call a version of cyborgism. And what that is that these nanobots that are in there, the micro machines, are actually able to pass the blood-brain barrier. So they're able now to not only collect data, which you've been hearing about with the whole movement of the WEF, if people have been paying attention to the World Economic Forum, discussions that are there with Harari, and others out there, like Klaus Schwab, you shall eat sea bugs. But these folks have been saying it openly, that there's going to be a place where there is no such thing as transparency anymore, and that free thought is gone. In the test that they did in 2019, is what Todd was saying in recent research, they were already able to demonstrate that the folks that had these micro machines in them were not only able to transmit data so it was being collecting human operational data within your system, within your bio temple, if you will, but they're able to push information into there. So we're at a point now where the people that have taken the shot, especially as they've taken increasing numbers of shots, the micro machine assembly is sophisticated enough in the body that now that information is the way you function is being part of your new digital ID. And that's going to continue to grow. It's not being limited at all.
So would you say that even if you got just one shot, any of the shots were like this, you'll have this technology inside you?
Indications are yes, and it gets just more sophisticated from there. To what degree, we don't know. What we do know about the hydrogel, which was originally developed by DARPA, is that it has an organic, it's basically what they're calling synthetic biology. And so synthetic biology is something that is obviously not native to our environment, but it has a life form. When you add that into the graphene oxide and a variety of other things, there is a sense, and the nanobots, which have a replication capability, there seems to be an indication that over time they can grow. Obviously, there's an importance of getting it in the bloodstream versus spraying it in the air. Otherwise, they would have just aerosoled us all to death with chemtrails. But the fact is that this shot gets into the blood, into your DNA, rewrites a lot of your immune system, which, by the way, they told everybody right from the very beginning. And just to caveat this, I've never figured out why anybody would have thought that was a good idea to turn over your immune system to a big corporate entity to have them have access to that. And just, you know, the one thing to keep in mind that if you did take the shot, the one thing that is important to understand is, by definition, And I'm just being clear here. By definition, Supreme Court ruling, which I believe takes us back to 2000 or 1999, with Scalia weighing in on it, is that you are no longer a human. You're now a genetically modified organism. And because of that, the corporations have control over your body by law. That's a true statement. And so that's legally proven and legally argued. So we literally have a massive bunch of people that have lost their human rights, which probably gives fuel to a lot of the type of policies you see coming out here now, that they people no longer legally, by definition, have any more human rights under the Constitution.
It's just unbelievable. And I'm shocked every day I wake up. My neck is always sore, but it's because I'm doing this all the time. I just can't even fathom what's going on. I can't understand why there are some people who don't have eyes to see and ears to hear, and they don't understand that. Is there any hope for them?
I think there is, but I think, you know, a lot of this is going to come down to what I refer to as a remnant. And a remnant is earned. And it's a true remnant in the true sense. I mean, spiritually anchored, following Christ, very much broken up into small tribes. Probably one of the biggest callings I have in my heart, and which I continue to work on aggressively, is to bring the remnant tribes together. And we're having a lot of input there. But it's where that sort of constant faith, persistent prayer, repentance is at the core of this. And I know this seems counterintuitive to people that may be outside of faith. They may question some of that. But the fact of the matter is, this is primarily and first and foremost a spiritual war. And we're told that in Ephesians 6:10-18, that it is the principalities beyond our reach. And literally, this is what we're dealing with here. And the only way really through this is to seek repentance and seek healing through prayer. That is one of the most powerful tools we have in this aspect. We do it regularly. As a collective of Bars Nation, we're literally waging a war on that level, having huge success doing it. And I say that without any caveat. I mean, we literally are healing people of these problems, but it takes an enormous amount of faith, an enormous amount of prayer to do it. We're waging wars against a true evil, and the true evil is really moving through humanity. The biggest question is, I think, for those that have taken the shot, are you going to make the right choice of whom you serve? And I think that's the question at the end of the day everybody needs to ask is, whom do you serve?
And, exactly.
You know, unfortunately, too many people are still serving the wills and the masters of this world. And that's where the downfall is.
It's, you know, I've had more and more discernment as the days and weeks and months and years go on. And you got to pick a lane. Which lane are you in? And a lot of people want to leave it up to other people to even vote and to do things that they should be taking on for themselves, like living off the land, like we hunt, and I know you do, and you raise cattle. I've got about a minute left. What information can you pass along to people who are just realizing, like the 101, wake up?
Here's what I was just saying, just be very fundamental about this. You need to break away from the routines of the world of convenience. And that's one of the most biggest traps we've ever faced. Internet, digital, all these things are alluring you in for the world of the convenience. Go back to the ancient paths, which is Jeremiah 6:16. Seek them. And that means literally raise your own food, start getting into hunting. And I'm huge on hunting from a very principal reason. And because so few people proportionally do it anymore. You've got to put your hands in the blood. And I truly mean this. And I don't mean that God's anything to bother you if you're one that doesn't do that. But you need to, because it transforms your relationship between life and sacrifice. And you really start to understand who we are here, how fragile life is, and how as we steward, we have to take from the land to survive. Those fundamental things, when we start to get back to them, we start to change and transform who we are, and we start to get back to being human and stop being whatever they're trying to make us be, which ultimately in their goal is to make us slaves under the title of transhumanism.
Yes. Scott Kesterson, Bards FM. How can people find you?
You can follow us on live stream on Podbean at bards.fm, or you can go to bardsnation.com, where we have everything there. The Bards FM podcast is on Podbean, it's on Apple, it's on Google. It's on Amazon, it's on iHeartRadio, and a variety of others. You'll find it out there. Got a good audience.
It's my favorite podcast, I have to say.
Thanks, Jermaine. I appreciate it. We have a great online community. I hope people will join it, too. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you, Scott. Thanks for being here. God bless you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. You know, when I was growing up, if we wanted a drink of water, we would go to the hose outside. We'd play outside all day long, and we'd go to the hose, may or may not have had rust on it, but we'd drink water from the hose outside. Now, who knows what's in our water? And were the 80s great or what? Now looking back, I think, wow, we had it made then. But we take those simple things for granted, like what's in our water now. Now we have learned that there are some nefarious players at work, and there might be a little bit of arsenic. There might be some pharmaceutical drugs, mRNA, volatile organic compounds. Yuck. I found Sentry Wellness System, and here's what it does. It removes the harmful toxins, and then it enriches the water with essential nutrients that your body needs, like magnesium. It's much healthier and cheaper than buying plastic water bottles. So check out Sentry H2O and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. That's SentryH2O.com and use the code HEALTHY10 for a discount. Now, a lot of times people have asked me, you know, what kind of Bible do I read and what kind of books do I look at? If you want to find out more about faith and freedom, which the name of the show is Faith and Freedom, I've done a deep dive into spiritual warfare the past few years. So it would only make sense that I have a spiritual warfare Bible. So you take a screenshot of that, spiritual warfare Bible. I also have the Founders Bible. I didn't bring them all with me here. I also have books on spiritual warfare. Derek Prince, They Shall Expel Demons. Now, guys, this is a deep dive into spiritual warfare. I have the book that everyone else has, and that is Jesus Calling, which I love to sometimes just, okay, I got 10 minutes. What can I look at while I'm making my coffee? And I look at the day, and it really does help motivate me. Also, another book like that is by Jennifer LeClaire, who wrote Defeating Water Spirits, probably the first book that I read that made me go, wow, that makes sense. Water Spirits, Leviathan. And it's going to lead me to my book right here. But The Prophet's Devotional by Jennifer LeClaire is another good one. I hope to have her on the show someday. So the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is I always end with Esther 4:14. And I want to read a little bit from Esther 4:14. Got to put my glasses on for this. So this is from the Women's Study Bible. Again, I have many different Bibles. So the Esther 4:14 verse in the NIV version is, "For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" And it seems so appropriate right now. No matter where you are in your walk, in your faith, in, you know, you don't have to be a rock star like my husband and have millions of followers. Where God put you exactly where he wants you. And this is one of the things about the Women's Study Bible. It's got little excerpts. And one of them says, in Esther chapter, says, making your mark. The same kind of influence is evident today among women all over the world who use their gifts and talents to lead movements, raise families, and nurture the body of Christ. Women have a real ability to impact society in their homes. You don't have to go anywhere. In your home and in your professional life, by practicing the same sacrificial attitude to those women, these women whose testimonies are found in Scripture, but whether they will choose to influence for good or evil to extend God's kingdom on earth or attempt to destroy it. So I want to encourage you, use your voice. We were called for such a time as this, and you never know why or who, what your purpose is on life. If you've ever asked yourself, like, what on earth am I doing here? There is so much negativity in the world. You can change that. You can start just in your household, just in the people you talk to, the way that you communicate on social media. It's funny because I could post something. In fact, I posted something recently. I don't even remember what it was, but Oh, it was a workout video because I've been in the fitness industry since 1980. And I've been teaching group fitness classes, Zumba particularly. And I posted something really quick and somebody said I was cycling, which I used to teach spinning as well. I pretty much taught every fitness modality that there is, step, spinning, slide, kickboxing, everything. And this person commented, most of the comments, 99.9% of the comments were, oh, it's so great, and you're healthy, and keep up the good work, and you inspire me, and things like that. One comment was, you're a perfect example why you do too much cardio. You need to have bulk and muscle. Okay, this is the reason I'm telling you this is, whatever, maybe I do. I don't love lifting weights. It feels like a chore to me. Plus, every time I do, if I lift heavy weights, I oftentimes get injured. My point is, not really that. I want to inspire people. And if you use your social media to cut other people down, think about the words that you are saying when you're about to type them or text them. If it's really going to help propel them, inspire them, uplift them, and really encourage other people to speak out as well. Because like I said, you never know when people might be watching you. And that's why, guys, I wrote this book, Killer House. I got sick and almost died from toxic mold poisoning between the walls of my MTV Cribs home. And I had four different types of mold in my bloodstream. And I also had pre-emphysema. I was the person you'd see at the grocery store with oxygen and the cart, the little cart pulling behind her. Now I think there's different things that they use. But when you get to that point where you lose your health and you are lucky enough to get it back, I wanted to share how I recognized and recovered and also remediated from toxic mold between the walls of my home. A lot of people have asked me, how did you know it was mold? This was over 20 years ago, and nobody was talking about mold back then. In fact, most doctors thought I was crazy. One doctor, I remember specifically said, maybe you're too healthy. Maybe you should start eating McDonald's and stop working out, even though you are doing a lot of cardio. Stop working out so much. And I thought, this is not right. I was eating kale before kale was popular. That's how I became an investigative sleuth. And I'm telling you all this because I saw my family also getting sick. My son Rocco was sick, Ted was sick, and I was the worst because I was in the house most. And I had to find a cure for myself and my family. It wasn't easy, y'all. It wasn't easy. I put every detail into that book, though. So if you're asking yourself, maybe my illness is because of mold. Maybe my son's asthma or allergies is because of toxic mold. Maybe my headaches, I get migraines all the time, which I used to and I don't anymore, praise God. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to not get any answers. So that I put all the answers that helped me in this book because I got every book there was on toxic mold and nobody was really helping me because there is a spiritual aspect. There's a mind, body, and spirit aspect to healing. That's why I'm here. All that to say, I've taken my 40-some years in the fitness industry, the health and wellness industry, and also my patriotism. And I thought, wow, maybe this is why I'm here. Maybe this is my purpose in life, is to share with you how to be happier and healthier. Because I know what it's like not to be happy. And I write about that in my book. And I know what it's like not to be healthy. Being happy and healthy is much better. Plus, you can inspire a lot of people. You can help other people. And I think that's why we're here, to love each other. So all that to say, thank you guys so much for checking out this show. I want to tell you about one more thing before we show the funny pet videos. In my health and wellness search, I was constantly on the lookout for healthy food. And I could never find anything that, you know, if I'm on the go, I'm traveling a lot. I'm in the car a lot. It seems like my Achilles heel is that I snack in the car. I found Kingdom Candy and it has changed my life. There's a protein bar that tastes great and it's good for you. It's called Kingdom Candy. It's my new on-the-go meal replacement and it's got natural ingredients like spinach and kale and turmeric and pink Himalayan sea salt, but it's gluten-free, sugar-free, and zero trans fat. Go to shop.fmidr.com and use the code FAITH for a 15% discount. That's shop.fmidr.com and the code is FAITH. Thank you guys so much for being here. God bless you. I appreciate each and every one of you. Follow me on Twitter. I'm back on Twitter. You were born for such a time as this. God bless you. I'll see you next week.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.